Talking now on the KMZU Football Fifth Quarter Show with Ed Fry of the Bremer Bobcats, and kind of a tough outing tonight, a 52-8 loss to Bremer, right, Ed?
Lost to South Harrison, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, it was. I tell you what, we played with them probably for half the first quarter, and then we, you know, we have a lot of freshman sophomores. There's no excuse, but we started making those mistakes again that we had against Maysville and King City, and the game got away from us in the first half, and it wasn't because we weren't, you know, trying. It was just simply a lot of mistakes. I think we threw like 6 interceptions in the first half.
Wow, turnovers really a difference in the ball game then, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. At one point they were ahead. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, they were ahead 8-0, and we had 2 opportunities to score. One inside about the 4-yard line. Didn't score, and we had another one inside the 10, and we didn't score. You know, I think if we had scored there, you know, we may have been able to maintain our composure and play a good game.
Talk about some kids for you that you felt had pretty good ball games tonight.
Well, I tell you what, Logan Odell, he can play anywhere on the field, and he proved it tonight. We moved him from a running back position to a quarterback position, and he ran over offense well for not having much quarterback time at all. I think you'll see him at quarterback the rest of this year. He ran well. And Ty Hayes, our fullback, he's a big young man. He's not the fastest one in the world, but I tell you what, he runs with heart. And another one is Jacob Dudley. He's a sophomore we put him in the second half, and you know, he showed his abilities at that situation. He's a little bit behind us due to some issues earlier in the year with grades, and so he's finally catching up, and he's starting to get some play time. Defensively, we really didn't play that well or play that badly, but when things went bad, we started arm tackling instead of driving through the tackles as they've been taught. And we're just going to have to find the combination to where we can play these tough teams, you know, on their level. And we started that tonight. This is the first time this year that we took a team that's, you know, of course, better than teams that we played and played with them. We showed some maturity there until the wheels fell off.
And it makes you very proud of your ball club. You're able to do that up until tonight, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, the first 2 games that we lost, you know, we just fell apart completely. These kids tonight, they battled back. They stayed with it. You know, they're learning. And you take the school, you know, we have 21 kids. And that's about 50% probably of our male population. You know, I think we have 81 kids in school. And they just battle the heart out. Like I said, we have some freshmen, sophomore linemen. We have a senior scattered in there, but our offensive line is freshmen and sophomores, and they're learning, and you're growing by leaps and bounds every week.
Who do you have next?
We have Polo, who is, you know, tougher than nails also. I know they're playing Maysville tonight. We haven't heard any scores on that yet, but that should be a good ball game down there.
Like you say, they have been playing well, haven't they?
Yes, they have. They're 5-0. You know, they just run at you and tell you, stop us.
Ed, thank you very much. Go ahead.
You bet, sir.
No, go ahead.
I think we have a little more speed than they do, so that's where we're going to try to attack them next week, is with our speed.
Ed, thank you very much. We really appreciate it for calling the Fifth Quarter Show, and we appreciate it especially on nights where rough.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
That's Ed Fry talking with us on the KMZU Football Fifth Quarter Show. We'll be back with more in a moment.